This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Property speaking, Philip is already here. So we're talking about those adverts, plastered across the walls and then billboards erected. Like I said before, I never thought of it as another avenue of making extra cash
I see it. I mean, we see it a lot in the city of Polokwane, for example. Some of the major towns in the province, you see, even if it's a school or any kind of building or a residential place, then there's like, especially if they're positioned in such a way where like there's, it looks like it's a prime spot, and you'd see that billboard in there, you're like, okay, perhaps there could be some financial arrangement. But I've always wondered about the township. You find that it's along the curve, or it's just positioned in a way that you'd have plastered across the entire wall.
Yes.
A brand will have their advertising. Then you wonder, is it something that is done in GA for free, or is this a monetary kind of like compensation involved? We are joined by a broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann, who's joining us on Thursday for Property Speaking. Morning, Philip. You good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, we're talking the money, Philip, today. If I bought a property, for example, first of all, does it mean that I can do whatever I want? It's my walls. I erected the walls. I pay the cement and the bricks and everything else. Can I advertise and put whatever product I want on my walls?
No. It's the short answer.
I was trying to build a case there. No.
So, it's a fair question, and I get asked a lot, and I mean, we at the forefront of it. Most of the signage that you see is probably illegal.
But you've seen those, ne?
Yeah.
You find like a big brand.
Chickens
like,
for sale, goats for sale.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing is that the municipality has regulated this. There is a bylaw for municipal outdoor advertising.
Uh-huh.
They actually contacted me the other day.
Okay.
And even for this chat, I was preparing, asking for help, and they sent me the bylaw. It's a 140-page document.
What?
So I used ChatGPT.
To summarize. Yes.
To get the key notes things. But, overall, it's about cleanliness, not prohibiting you from, or drivers from seeing traffic signs, and also overall aesthetics, making the city look pretty and beautiful, and so once you the overall thought is that once you are facing a public street, you are in a regulated
so it can be a distraction as well. It can be a
distraction. Yes, 100%. We've actually had the municipality or the traffic department come and do a presentation for us on what is allowed, especially like our for sale boards. Can we put up on show boards? Can we put up area agent boards? And the answer is to most of it, no. You can put up a for sale board on somebody's house, but you need actual approval if you are going bigger, or if you have a billboard, or even an electronic signage board. You need to have approvals. The process is that you've got to submit it to the municipality and wait for their approval or not, and they'll measure it against the bylaw and then give you approval, and that means you can confidently then continue advertising. Or if you've already put up your board and you have not got the approval, then you've got to do retrospective application and hope they approve it. Otherwise, you've got to remove it.
Okay.
If for example, I'm just throwing this in there, a brand approaches me, I'm in the township, and then my house is like facing a busy road, it looks like a good prime spot, and they want to put up like a billboard, whatever, just paint my wall and have their brand there advertising whatever product. What kind of processes should I follow?
So the municipality doesn't look at who you are,
okay,
or what your business does.
Uh-huh.
It's all property owners, all business operators,
okay,
need to fall under this bylaw. Even one of your questions is a creche or daycare centers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even cartoon characters painted on the wall.
What? Because a lot of creches have those, and they can be facing the street. And it's just to show that this is a creche. So that needs to get some sort of approval?
Yes.
Really?
So the question is it enforced? Because a lot of people just do it and they're not even aware.
Yes.
But, you know, the law is written, or the bylaw is written, so that it even provides for that. And yes, you have to apply for that. So now either retrospectively, because you've already done it, or if you are planning to do it and get their approval. So, you know, the process might take longer than is initially indicated, but that's the right way to do it. If you, and I'm not saying we covered all the way, and I think very few people really are.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing throughout the entire country. We have the regulation, and the regulation is proper, but is it enforced?
Yes, I was about to say, because,
I spoke to a lady from the municipality the other day, and I said, well, yes, okay, I get it. Let me do it. But then my competitors have also got to do it.
Because I'm thinking your face is all over the province, Philip.
We try.
Is this why you get like the traffic department coming to you for presentations on some Philip come down?
Yes.
You are all over the province.
Well, that was one of the reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that most of my competitors aren't doing it, and very few businesses actually are. And my question was, so what then? So the reply that I got was, so it's like a driver's license. We expect everybody that drives on the road to have a license.
Uh-huh. Mm.
You're just going to get caught more often because you drive a lot more. You know?
I hear you.
And,
hear you
know, so then the municipality can now, if I don't have the approval, like firstly would send you a warning that, you know, like a compliance warning, and that you should heed. If you don't, then they have full right to remove the signage or the board, whether it's mounted, whether it's, you know, planted.
No judges involved in that?
No.
All right.
They'll spill the cost over to you. That's what the bylaw says. And there's even fines for repeat offenders.
Oh, because they're those people. Honestly, the municipality will go and
I'm
move.
I'm a repeat offender.
I'm sure you are.
Shooting myself in the foot.
They will go and remove whatever is there. And so that's when there's like a repeat offender kind of a thing. But
then they impound it.
Oh.
And then you got to pay, like, the board might have cost you $3,000. Then you got to pay $6,000 to get it back.
Oh, shucks. All right, we're going to leave it here. We hope this is helpful in terms of understanding the rules and the bylaws around, you know, having billboards erected around your residential area, or maybe on your around your walls, but a billboard that is sort of like painted there. We're leaving it here for today. Philip, thank you so much for coming through. Broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.